I'm Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, the organization that promotes civil government school system abolition. The two major arguments you'll hear from the Christian establishment's Iron Triangle are, one, we need education vouchers, and two, the federal civil government should stay out of education. Here I will address the latter issue only, what I call the federalist argument. Here in America we have a national civil government and state civil governments. The framers arranged it this way in order to decentralize power. Federalist principles are mainly a function of Congress's enumerated powers in Article 1, Section 8, and Amendment 10, which holds that the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively, or to the people. So the Federalist argument basically says that the federal civil government should not be involved in education, since the U.S. Constitution makes education a state issue. This is a poor argument. First, we start our reasoning from Scripture, not the U.S. Constitution. State civil governments are civil governments, and there is no biblical justification for any civil government, state or federal, to use force and coercion to advance thought. Federalism is just a fancy way of saying that your entire civil government system is divided into two parts, a federal part and state parts. But excluding the federal civil government's involvement in education does not mean that the states can be involved in education. Second, Christian arguments are true at all times and in all places. So, to overcome the federalist argument, one can just hypothesize education in another country, one without federalism. This is pushing the antithesis and showing the opposition the foolishness of his position. If you say that the federal civil government should not be involved in education, what is your position in a small country that does not have federalism? Do you see? Christianity does not justify the existence of the civil government school system, state or federal. The federalist argument does nothing to make that untrue. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.